After the war, Bohr returned to his institute in Copenhagen, and Einstein said he felt no friendship for any real German. Yet he had abiding sympathy for Planck, who outlived all four children from his first marriage. The death of his youngest son was the bitterest of all the blows Planck endured in his long life. Erwin, an undersecretary of state in the Reich Chancellery before the Nazis came to power, was a suspect in an attempt to assassinate Hitler in July of 1944. He was arrested and tortured by the Gestapo and found guilty of complicity in the assassination plot. At one point, there was a glimmer of hope as Planck set, in his words, heaven and hell in motion to have the death penalty commuted to a prison sentence. Then, without warning, Erwin was hanged in Berlin in February 1945. Planck had been denied the opportunity to see his son one last time. "He was a precious part of my being. He was my sunshine, my pride, my hope. No words can describe what I have lost with him." When he heard the news that Planck had died, aged 89, following a stroke on 4th of October 1947, Einstein wrote to his widow of the beautiful and fruitful time he had been privileged to spend with him. As he offered his condolences, Einstein recalled that the hours which I was permitted to spend at your house and the many conversations which I conducted face to face with that wonderful man will remain among my most beautiful recollections for the rest of my life. It was something, he reassured her, which could not be altered by the fact that a tragic fate tore us apart. After the war, Bohr was made a permanent, non-resident member of the Institute for Advanced Study and could come and stay whenever he wanted to. His first trip in September 1946 was brief, as he came to take part in the bicentennial celebrations of the founding of Princeton University. Then, in 1948, he arrived in February and stayed until June. This time, Einstein was willing to talk physics. Abraham Pais, a young Dutch physicist who helped Bohr during his visit, later described the occasion when the Dane came bursting into his office in a state of angry despair, saying, "I am sick of myself." When Pais asked what was wrong, Bohr replied that he had been to see Einstein and they had got into an argument about the meaning of quantum mechanics. The renewal of their friendship was signaled by the fact that Einstein let Bohr use his office. One day, Bohr was dictating a draft of a paper in honor of Einstein's 70th birthday to Pais. Stuck on what to say next, Bohr stood looking out of the window, every now and then muttering Einstein's name aloud. At that moment, Einstein tiptoed into the office. His doctor had banned him from buying any tobacco, but had said nothing about stealing it. Pais later recounted what happened next. Always on tiptoes, he made a beeline for Bohr's tobacco pot, which stood on the table at which I was sitting. Bohr, unaware, was standing at the window, muttering, "Einstein, Einstein."